This is the type of thing the National Democratic Party now stands for. They've left the American worker behind. But what about Republicans? Martina White, young woman who is a Republican from Northeast Philadelphia and a champion of reforming this sanctuary city, she'll be with us next. She's just off Fox and Friends this morning. And we'll find out the progress or lack of progress. Again, the madness to me is, we don't have control. We're a major station over the Washington stuff, but we do have control over these locals out in the suburbs. Why do we keep on sending, and it comes back to more primary fights. You need more Joe Gales out there, willing to take on the Mertz, the DiGirolamos, all these people that have been in State House and State Senate, Stuart Greenleaf, people like this, who just are ultimate rhinos. They're beyond rhinos. They've had this sanctuary city bill. It got through at one level, then the other level, and then trying to sync the two up for the last 2.5 years or so. Why won't they pass it? Last time I had the Speaker of the House on Thursday, oh, we don't have enough time, Dom. We may get to it this session. It's endless. These guys really don't want to do this. They really don't want to take on Philadelphia. So I would ask you, if you're out there in the suburbs as a taxpayer, how are these guys representing you? I see their job to take on Philadelphia. Because the Philadelphia representatives are at war with the rest of the state. They don't think they're ever getting enough money. They're not being allowed to do whatever they want, soda taxes, anti-gun laws that are clearly violative of the state constitution. So they don't really want to be part of the state, Philadelphia. They want to be this sanctuary bubble. But they want more and more money from the rest of the state. That's the deal they want to strike. Why do these Republicans do it? Are they afraid that the soccer moms in the suburbs would say they're mean? Do they not reflect? Do you think suburban Philadelphia is on board with Philadelphia being a sanctuary city? Do they think maybe in some strange way, well, it'll keep all the problems in Philadelphia? Now, you know, people that are here illegally are not going to respect the borders. If they don't respect the borders of the United States, do you think City Line Avenue and the rivers and all, can keep them boxed in? Not likely, right? Phone lines are 855-839-1210. Coming up, we'll talk to Martina White a little bit later on. The New York Times owner meets with President Trump and says that Trump is causing potential violence toward reporters. There's a response to that. I'll give it. All that straight ahead with Dom on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, good Monday. Big issues, big gas with Dom. Good to be back. And terra firma here in Philadelphia. So you have Mayor Kenney saying, nope, I'm going to listen to the mob. I am not going to stand with you when it comes to people that are here illegally and have committed crimes and or charged with crimes. I'm going to take another shot, and I'm not sure what other cities do, with the so-called PARS. I mean, it's an acronym for giving ICE a heads up about people that are here illegally and in trouble with the law, one way or the other. What is so draconian about that? Well, you saw what happened here. You've seen the mobs, and you saw them hang out in front of City Hall and all that went into that. And Kenny, of course, caved into this. It's kind of surprising. All those people that supported his campaign on both sides of the parkway and all these liberals over there, he didn't support. Where was the pressure there? Well, State Representative Martina White is fresh off an appearance this morning again on Fox and Friends. She's a go-to because of her bill that would at least put some restraint on this runaway bubble called Philadelphia Sanctuary City that I'm not even sure if the majority of Philadelphians support. But the Kenny base does support. State Representative Martina White is with us on the Spring Dance Hot Tubs Hotline. Martina, welcome back. Thanks very much for joining us. Nice appearance on Fox and Friends this morning.
Oh, thank you so much. Yep, it was an experience, and I appreciated the opportunity to speak about this issue.
Well, tell us explicitly, because I just gave a general overview. You know about this better. What does PARS, this agreement with ICE, do? What did the city agree to do with them?
Sure. So PARS is actually an acronym for the Preliminary Arraignment Reporting System that Philadelphia uses to track information on people that are under arrest for a crime other than being here illegally, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually an important crime-fighting tool for immigration officials that they can utilize because it provides real-time information that allows them to investigate an individual that might be dangerous or, you know, someone who needs to be removed from the country.
Yeah, absolutely. Makes common sense. But this, of course, is draconian, according to the Kenny base of support. And Kenny once again capitulated. I'm not surprised, but tell me your thoughts on that, what you said on Fox and Friends.
You know, I just, you know, I'm a little surprised because I thought that it was possible that the mayor would take into consideration the law-abiding citizens of this city and, you know, how, you know, they're concerned about their safety and their ability to, you know, go to and from work, go to and from home, to feel safe in their own community. And how can they do that when there is a lack of communication between local law enforcement and federal officials that have a job to do? If anything, it's this policy, the Sanctuary City policy, and now this contract that has been, you know, that he ended with regard to PARS, it's a major problem in terms of keeping the community safe.
Without a doubt. And one of the reasons Fox and Friends brings you on, I'm not sure if they're aware of it, but my take is that the Trump people, there's not the issue of standing, like the state has more standing here, and you jumped into that hole. I believe the state is where the action is. You have the Sanctuary City bill that could cripple Philadelphia for all the damages that people knowingly that are here illegally do to citizens who are law-abiding, and yet we can't get another vote on it, even though it was passed and there's various things that could go into it. What's the status on that?
Well, the bill is ideally going to make sure that the Sanctuary City policy municipalities that have these policies are held accountable for their actions. So they would be held liable for any kind of misconduct that results in damages to an individual or hurts someone. And so the status of the bill, it's supposedly on the calendar for September 12th when we go back to Harrisburg. That's our first day back. My only concern is that I'm not concerned that the bill won't be able to get through the House or the Senate, but when it reaches the governor's desk, he has not come out on this mm-hmm. issue at all. He has, in effect, been completely silent, whether he's in support of Mayor Kenny's policies or in support of local law enforcement and trying to make sure that our state and our Commonwealth is safe. That's another story. I don't know the answer to that. But what I do know is that, you know, the mayor and other activists are constantly saying, oh, you know, we need to help protect witnesses and victims of crimes, and they need to be able to come forward and be protected. And the reality is that back in 2010, Mayor Nutter, which is something that our current mayor didn't even mention during his press conference, Mayor Nutter, he had within that contract with PARS an agreement to not share information regarding witnesses and victims. So the rationale that was used to cancel the contract, which tells the contract allowed information to flow about people who were arrested and had conducted a crime in our community, whether they were here legally or not. So, you know, the fact that that was something that took place is it's really wrong. And I thought better of the mayor that he would make a different decision that for the benefit of a law-abiding citizen. Mm. In the
well, you're right. Mayor Nutter, toward the end, saw the wisdom of this, rescinded some of the stuff on Sanctuary City. The Obama administration came here. They told this mayor that the policy is so extreme that terrorists could get through. I mean, that's the Obama administration. But that's good news, though. So on the 12th of September, it's on the docket, I guess, up for debate again. Then it takes some back and forth. Is that what happens?
Yes. So that's likely to happen. You know, we'll have to see how it goes. But I suspect that we will see enormous amount of support. I know many legislators across the Commonwealth are interested in getting this issue addressed. And, you know, I know that the Senate is also interested in taking this topic up. and getting a solution on the table that will work for all parties and for keeping the people safe across the Commonwealth.
Well, and Martina,
so what the governor does.
Right, one way or another. So if the governor supports it, that's the perfect thing. If he vetoes it, he's in the middle of a hot election race, and I think Pennsylvania, if Republicans like Wagner and others can't make the case to the rest of Pennsylvania, here you have a governor protecting, I don't know how many sanctuary cities there are, quasi or otherwise. What would you, Reading is a sanctuary city, right?
There are, I think there are several different sanctuary municipalities mm-hmm. across the Commonwealth. You know, you have Allentown, Reading, some of those areas. Yeah, so, these are, whether they have a formal policy like the city of Philadelphia or just a, like you said, a quasi policy where, you know, they just implement and take action in a way that is detrimental to and hindering mm-hmm. information flow.
The point is it's universal across the state or at least large swaths of the state that there's a lot of this going on. And if people are aware of that when they go to vote for governor, if he vetoes, that could be pretty telling because I can't imagine Pennsylvania supports this.
I do not believe that Pennsylvania supports this. We, you know, we ran the sanctuary city bill in the past, and it passed, with bipartisan support. So there is definitely an interest in addressing this issue, especially after the court case that came through from Philadelphia versus the U.S. Attorney General. They basically said very clearly that the states basically have to work on this issue themselves and figure out how much information flow they want to have take place in their community.
Well, Martina, thank you. Thanks as always for popping on today, and we'll talk hopefully before then, but certainly in September.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. State Representative Martina White here on Talk Radio 1210, 855-839-1210.